Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Message today is entitled Dark and Lovely.
Dark and
Lovely.
And now what's in us some mamiti and ye wasi eye tuntum any idea eye fe.
I want to talk to you more about your values in this life.
Hallelujah. And I may person who a boa wosum ewa sabra boy mu.
Because in the midst of globalization and all the pressures that we face, we need to establish certain values in our lives that we do not depart from.
Songs
of Songs, chapter 1 verse 5 to 6. I am dark but lovely. O daughters of Jerusalem.
O Jerusalem mamba.
Like the tents of Kedar.
Na sadia Kedar ni buomutinu.
Like the curtains of Solomon.
Na sadia na sadanu so eti Solomon.
Do not look upon me because I am dark.
Men sha sadia meti esan se miye tuntuminti.
Because the sun has tanned me.
Esan se wi ana bomi ayemisa.
My mother's children were angry with me.
Na me ma me ma na bu afu me.
They made me the keeper of the vineyard. But my own vineyard have I not kept. These words were spoken by a certain black woman when Solomon took her from her village to a city called Jerusalem.
Na sa semwe oba bibini bia Solomon kofa ni fi na kurase eko Jerusalem krom eno tosa ana okan sa sem.
Now that book we just read from, Songs of Solomon, is an unforgettable encounter that Solomon had with a little black lady.
Na sa sem ya kan won nyumunyum no eyankita hudie bia Solomon ni sa oba tuntumi enyae.
This lady came from a small village in northern Israel called Shunem. Now this encounter Solomon had with this black lady was so classical, it was so outstanding that Solomon made a dramatized song out of it. And he had about 7 groups of people of different numbers, and they would sing one part and the other one would sing. That was their entertainment in those days. They will be on the stage, the kings will be there, and it was a dramatized song that Solomon made out of an encounter with her.
Na sankita hudia ya Solomon ni oba tuntuminya ye, e kana kwa si se, ocha nyumu omu, na nyumu no onyanipa huru ansuwa no amoto, en kana hinfu tumifre, na hinfu ni nina atina ho, na mkrofo ayese choreography drama binu, no amoto nyumu no amu yense nchreni omu, editra hinfu no.
If you read a little about Solomon, you won't go far to realize that he was a student of life. He was testing everything. He was a learner in the journey of life.
Now, okay, can Solomon now to me who saw your beer? Bibi Biara, while Yasima Brabomu Biano or Soshe, who said yet.
And from his encounters and experiences, he was making songs. He wasn't a professional musician like the people who do all music. He was a king, but he had over 1,000 of such songs to his name.
Na Solomon yobia no tro nyum su no nyum nyum to wo tro ankasa enyum owo mu apem ahoro 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 apem.
Now this encounter with this black lady, he called it the Songs of Songs. In other words, of his 1,005 songs that he wrote and he caused people to sing, this was the best of all the songs.
Na Solomon enyum ahuru a wotro ye nyina no ne fa sa obibini hu enye na ye enyum sronko a na wona enyum nyina.
This black village woman from Shunem was such a shock to Solomon.
Na sa wo ba tuntumi a ofi akra bia si no ye oba sronko bia Solomon hu ye.
Because Solomon could capture and captivate every woman of every class. It doesn't matter. Go and ask the Queen of Sheba. Hmm. It doesn't matter whether you are a queen in your own right. When you get before Solomon, you'll be captivated.
Now Solomon, you'll be a onyame chese na ne bo bia na ehu oba bia ni ho a oba na nimu a wotumi gina ne na so na ne ho popo wo yo hima o wo ya ko o into hwe queen of sheba wo ba ye wo hu solomon se wow ohu dida na sa wo ba tuntum we die nkita hu dia solomon nyi ni nyae no ohu se ye wo ma ne ma.
Solomon has so many arsenals. He has so many weapons with which to break you down.
Now Solomon yobia owo nyoma bebre wonu mu a obetumi di ama wanna ni wonanim.
Talk about riches. He had riches in the superlative.
Tase ni sika die wo wo sika mebroso.
The Bible calls him the richest king who ever lived. In fact, to a point where the Bible says that his plates and his spoons all gold, nothing silver, everything was gold. Solomon had abundance of money.
Na Solomon was sika mebro so money pretia wodidi mu ene na tra na odididi po na sika kokko.
He had state of the art technology or wisdom. He says that I tried everything. God gave me wisdom in my heart.
Na Solomon say mi so bibia hweye onyame mane nyansa sronko wadi nyina mu.
Solomon was full of power. He was a king. He was the monarch of the powerful nation that David had left for him.
Now Solomon no your hene kasea or your hene ponwa na owon krofo bebre wona se anaja David odija no.
His beauty was way up there. You see him and you feel like, as for you, where did you come from?
Mercy.
Yeah, go and ask the Queen of Sheba.
Solomon who a farmer. So bi wo ho no kwagina na nimo tumi bi sa nyame se nyame ade na wo bo manim sa ade.
He had unparalleled beauty. As for his songs and his entertainment, the least said about it the better. He could captivate any woman with entertainment, finesse, with style, with grace.
Na Solomon yobia na said you not na enwanwa se ba ne se wo tro nwuma na se wo jiwani a music impoma oyobia wo pe wo ba na se wo pe wo bia obehwe wo se dia wo tibia tie na wo use wa fa ne nwuma na wo nu mu bia betumi anyawo no na dia to form boko oye ni bibia boko
project. If you are not moved by entertainment, you see Solomon's building projects. Yourself, you give in to him.
Now, we should say that Solomon and your mother said, Daniel will see, and then your mother will hear. Oh, what was Solomon? Yes, Solomon.
He had the personality.
Just any person now, why you know, be a boom, Emma, or any person.
He had excellent organization.
Now, Saban is our session, you may be a bibia, ni bibia effect.
On top of it all, he had a rich revelation of God. God revealed himself to Solomon. So if you think that Solomon is not a man of God, you have to think again. Now, because he was the first person on earth to call fire down. It's not Elijah. It was Solomon. He prayed and fire came to consume the sacrifice. Elijah was just taking inspiration from Solomon. God revealed himself to Solomon. Say, I have showed myself to you. I've blessed you. I mean, he could captivate, he could conquer anybody with the knowledge of God. Wow. No wonder he could capture thousands of them at his beck and call. The man was simply unstoppable, irresistible, ladies.
Now, Solomon, dear, wow. Onyame ya ni nipa sron kokra na se de odibenya wa ma wana ne de eye bibi kuma bi onyame ya no sron kokra na ono ni obi wadwen yo se e de bia ya kan ya si Solomon de no pema no pema ono ni obi a onyame yi ni hu ade kire no mofre jabese ansa na Elijah eba enti sa wadwen no no a eya hweniye ansa na waka.
Hurry up. This black woman was so exemplary in her attitude, in her composure, when she met Solomon that in spite of all the temptations from Solomon,
na sa oba tuntumi yobi a na ye nipa sonko na emfa ho nya na Solomon ye nyina ma me ni gina esa woba.
Because of her stance and her values, na, the Bible scholars agree that this woman was allegorically, it's a big word, it's like representing the perfect, immaculate, exquisite bride of Jesus Christ, which he will come and marry.
Hallelujah. Na wo kenkan onyame asem fa saa ma me hu a ene se de won mo mahwehwe bible mu nim die aka no wo se ma me ni gina ho ma oba sonko a onyame siesie won asem de ama awiee ayifuhia no.
Tell the person sitting by you, I'm dark and lovely.
Na kache na ote wo nchen se me yetuntum na me ho fe.
Dark and lovely is Jesus's choice. Is Jesus's taste.
Yesu ade ope o Yesu taste pa ene tuntum ena ade efe.
If he looks on her and he wants a woman, he wants a dark and lovely woman.
Ene de yensu ya bam last week na ya ma koko ene de yensu ya nya post se nya se Yesu ehwehwa na yensu ya nya ye de tuntum a wo fe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I want you to understand that God used a black woman to represent Jesus's future bride.
Na me pesa woti ase se onyame de wo ba tuntum ejina ho ma Kristo ne yira dachi se de nyame asem ayete ase no obete.
Because she had a certain attitude, a certain demeanor and poise.
Na no yobia se de ana woti no na dwene ne niye mu se de ete no jina ho se wo ba.
In spite of Solomon, she stood and remained faithful to her wife or husband to be.
Na emfa ho ne Solomon ye ye emfa ho ne na Solomon wo oba tuntumi gina ye se won jan ne ho ma ohene Solomon kosi se ne a wo nyame ahyehya ma ne se ne kunu no obenya.
Now here is a punchline.
Now when in here that's here.
There are qualities that black people have which the church of the Lord, Jesus's bride, must learn from, so that we can get ready, the whole church in the world, black, white, yellow, whatever. There are lessons from this dark and lovely woman that the church of the living God must learn from as we near the end, as we come to the end of the church age, as the Lord perfects his bride, as he gets his bride ready for his second coming. We all, black, white, church, whatever thing, we need to learn qualities, values from this Shunammite village woman.
Na se onyame ma emra onyame asori emre ne ebe wieye emra onyame nyome nyina eba bewie ebe ba ewieye no e wo se yesu bibi sunku efisa oba aye Shunammite oba ya onyame esiesiesi wo se eyire ya Kristo eyire ya echrema ewieye afori afori ayifusia bre no bibi woni mu a e wo se yesu e wo se Christian men nyina ba bibiara wo won yesu efisa maami hu.
You know, Solomon inherited the most powerful kingdom on earth from his father David.
Now Solomon adia ne papa David did jane ya hinia to me wom kase.
Solomon himself hadn't really done much to build the structures of the kingdom.
Now Solomon na nya dia waye nyoma bebre a odi si sa nyoma no.
He just inherited everything. His father fought everything. He fought so much that God himself said to him, David, you have shed too much blood. You can't build my temple.
Na ne papa dia ku bebre ma ekodu mpempenso bi a onyankopon ka che David se wutumi simi densa se we hwie moja bebre egu.
But Solomon didn't do anything. He didn't kill a fly. Now, he just inherited everything. Even the temple, the father David, who is a type of Christ, abundantly provided for him. He just came to put block upon another and things like that. That was Solomon inherited.
Ekuna kase na ne papa kwen o se anansipo Solomon wankubi na empo saa dan ya wosi ya ya dan kase na ja David eno siesie bibia wosi dan no wadam ototo nyoma ni nyina gu ho Solomon ba no de block beto so di nua ne nchanse ebe gugu so.
You know what, I respect people who are building in their lives, people who are building themselves, more than people who inherited structures that they are just decorating and painting and drawing some patterns on them.
Na mi bunkrofo a wo mu si bibi wo mu abrabom ese won mo mo benya japade bi a omo de ni omo atoto so kekede bi.
The current Solomons of our day, they drive in flashy cars and they dress in fanciful clothing. Sometimes you feel like dressing yourself like them.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You know, yeah, because they have the luxury, they have the comfort to do all of those things, to go into certain excursions. Pardon my language, foolish excursions, excursions of the flesh, where somebody, he says that he's a transgender person, he changes himself from female to male, and overstepping, cloning, and you see that they are doing things which is quite foolish.
Well, see, and Solomon, and you know what, Brenyo, you know what, Tua, what, Tua, Swa. And the tuba who kaka kraka no dem and answer nyo maybe I ain't here and up de ni abe we are see I who ni se obisha no ha wasi ame ya bema nansu me sha wega mi who se me ho afe or se doctor maba sisi bema ni nyina kwan twitwa ni esa so twitwa nyina na ya mi oba na wa sha se efunwi na wa dan dan ne ho obem oba bi so hu no wase mhm we dia me ho aponiti we dia nyame ko obo me bema no sheda na wa ko doctor wo dia pimpam na fa ne o mebi tuetua ho ma me na ma me mi nipa dia se dia bemba mi me nya se bema na wi ase nim dia a emfa ase foolish me kan sensen hunu nim dia ene ba bi a di yedrunu no.
Sometimes you hear about them do their and their experiments and you wonder these people, they are out of their minds. Now, oh yeah, they are out of their minds. Because human beings don't do that.
Na sene enipa bi etumi tena se dwini o mabi ho ye ni o mabi ahwehwehwe ni o mabi ma otumi so muti ya bom kakra.
Do you know why I'm saying this to you? Because some of us are moved by by the Solomons of our day.
Na me kan we nyina esan se binum o ho a ni awon mu ahunu ene etwe om ni awon hu so bi ye no ene twe ni so onko ye bi ntina me kan we ya kire
on. Some of us, we think that we are ugly just because we are digging foundations and we are walking and we are sweating and we are looking after sheep and we are chasing foxes whilst others are driving in luxury cars, so we are unfortunate.
Ah ye binum ya dwe ye se sisi a ye hu ye ya ene ye tu foundation ye nta ye nyina ye fi ye soaso blocks ene ye tumi ye numu fifre wo bre binum da kan mu a omo koba ya binum adwe om se ye ye hwe nsu na ye si bibi.
I want you to know that you are not ugly, you are dark and lovely.
Hallelujah. Me pesa wo ti ase se wonyo bia wo hunya fe wo ho fe wo hu fe wo ye tuntum fe fe.
Our beauty in Africa is that we are building in great oppositions while some other people are decorating things that were built for them.
Na se bibi fo na de ye ma ye ni se ye si bibi aye bibi sonko ebinu mu de enyoma bi aye aye wie no na omo e di print twitwi hu keke.
Now they are even destroying the foundations that their founding fathers laid. They are destroying it. They are taking the Bible out of school. And they are doing things that you sit back and you realize, how can human beings conceive of such things? No. You didn't hear. You inherited the structures. Now you have decided to tear them all down.
No, I can't
listen to their preachers preach. You feel pity for that society. I want you to know you are dark and lovely.
Amen. Amen. Na baby dear. Baby dear fono. Asasia no krona asasia no mudi nyamia sem ne chasia. Enti krona ya kasia me nyini kwa. En nama ya abeyi. Omu ba wamu se me mom pa yepo wa school dem. Me men kan wa nyamia sem. En eti utiye. E Christopher owa asemu omu kampa ya na re hupo keke. Na su yendiye. Yendiye ye ye tuntum ye huwa fe.
You know the beauty of this black lady was that she would not be moved by these things because she had values.
Na dia na ye fe was a wo ba tuntun mu ni se nya na na ekoso fa fe dia na ekoso na na nya dia etwe no esan se owosu ni ban bibi woni mu a e ma o ye nipa sronko.
Yeah, even when Solomon took her to his room to seduce her, she would not give in.
Nem pomna Solomon fa na de ne ko ne dem eya se wo be dada ma mi aye na yi.
We need to have values, ladies and gentlemen. We need to have values that God respects. Our role models must be people that God respects. People who love the Lord, who respect the Lord. Not people who go against the Lord openly and who have people supporting them. Our role models must not be that.
Yeah.
God wants a certain church.
Yeah.
He wants a certain bride who has got values.
Na wanyame shisha se yenya yebenya mpenifu na wanuma yadi yanisha wama omusuro wanyame na nyame suro ankasa wamumu enyo bi obetumi akasa tiyo nyame na nipenye na edi na chidebi wanyame wewe se yebenya sa suro sunu ewe yemu.
Some of us are role models. If you go into their lives, they are hardcore homosexuals and lesbians, but they are the people whose music you enjoy, and you call yourself a child of God. Where are your values?
Let's see.
Now, is it because you have not been to that city that you think you are ugly? You are dark and lovely.
Hallelujah.
And do not be moved by those grandeur things. Yeah.
And the brofuna bane hu papa. I see. Eya na ebinu mo ha enyu bi a wote ebumbumbu wani agye sani panu hu na hu ni awonya ho obekombekombekom no yo ba woda ba na bema woda bema na ne ye bi sani se na ye nya misuo ni yesu no ewo he eno ti ma ma wani ni wadwen ye wo se wunru satibia ni ti emra wutu amna se bibini emra wo ye foundation wo hu nya feda bida se wo ye tuntum se na Solomon nyum nyum kyan no se me ye tuntum na me ho fe.
People travel for just 2 weeks. They go to London, Paris, for just 2 weeks, and they lose all their values.
Na ebinu timi tu kwan na watu mienu pe. Ose me kwa brochure, me kwa Paris, French folklore ho. Na kwa ni omo obehu no obeba no na wasesa kra.
Just 2 weeks.
Na watu mienu pe.
They lose all their friends.
Na oba wo hu ni hu se wa kwa baabi abenti wa wo ha no. I know when you're fine.
It's sad,
though.
They drop the love of their lives, crushing women's heart, just because they've gone to see.
Let's see.
Something.
Na waba sebia no wobi waha. Na watu mi anu pa wako ya wako huo waba kwa kwa na nisuti niti. Waba efiepe ni patuntumno. I know when you're fine, Bill.
They throw away their commitment to their families.
Na epo ebusia wamo wana yam sisie eni odo amu benyama ebusia no kwa brochure ba yenti oni ebusia ni bia ni nyonko fa.
As for God, because back God in a certain corner,
na
that God stay here, they have nothing to do with God.
Onyame de oyankampo na busia po na wayi omatin onyame de osi onyame chenya sana brochure fo mu nim nyame so amu koso.
They look at their Bible as some impractical book, some book.
Na,
they don't even want to see the Bible. Just 2 weeks in New York.
Na waba ne Bible po de won pese wo hu biom. Wakwadi na watu mienu wa brochure nti. Bible no e tuntum no won pese wo hu biom. Merci.
Some of you know what I'm talking about. We all have friends. We all have classmates. We all have people we have supported and stood by. Whose value some way.
Na nyame kan ye nyina bi muti ase ye wanyonkofo ye wanuanom ni ade omatumi atukwan aba ohuwa wunya nipa esan se wonko hoda wonhu dan atenten ebro so wonhu broni a wakasa keke wo ko traffic na atew obi anyina ho
Black beauty consists in having a good sense of value. This lady knew that Solomon's things didn't really reflect who he was because he didn't build them.
Now, Sawa Bay, Solomon, Yoma Bebebeno, and to me, Pempusuno.
Yeah. She was strong.
Oh, your bar, none, Nisuni, the band, no, Jinan, and I so.
Because some people put value on people and on systems and some places in the world that you can use those places to buy their faith, buy their training, buy whatever thing that they have.
Na ebinu mo ha baby said yo mo hu nifa enyo me bi said yo mo hu nifa nshishye bi said yo mo hu nifa no ubetumi de atotumi aka kire oba se oh eh odo me wawa me de kan be ma ana odo me wawa me no be kwa brochire abrochire no ku etumi ma na ju nyina asesa e mo kanso.
Ladies and gentlemen, life is more than having a British passport.
Hallelujah. Na me besa woti ase se abrabo ayewe esu ne mu odu sinse wowo abrochire paper wodi betu kwan.
Because if you don't check your value system, the way you are placing, I'm speaking to young people now, the way you are placing certain values wrongly, if you do not take care, you will get into trouble in your walk with God. In the light of all the pressure that comes upon us, black people living in a global village.
Na se wan hwe ni yesa branti ana baba wa se dia wo sise wa bra bo fa nyoma wo didi kan wo wa bra bom eya brochirko eya oba broni a wo be ware no eya kai ana edan ya wo benya na edan na wa sise dia si wani se wan hwe ni ya e bibi man se dia ye hu ye fa ene o how ni o so we wo ye so nti ni a e wo se wunya se wo nyame kan no wure be fi.
You know what the woman was telling Solomon in effect was that you may be irresistible.
Na na maame no ni oka kire Solomon ni se e wo mu se wo yo bi a e be ya den so oba bi be ka se wo onye.
Maybe you have conquered 1,000 women.
E bia na ma du duo bebrebe nyina watumi adu o musunkunim.
But I'm different.
Na me dia me yesronko.
My values are different.
Na me ntete ye e yesronko.
They may be moved by your impeccable personality, but I'm not.
Na ya na kai fo ne de o mu sho wa wa ho fenti no mo anane na me dia.
They may be moved by the state of the art technology, but I'm not. They may be moved by the food on your table, Queen of Sheba.
See.
And the way even your servants are walking, there was no more spirit in her, but I'm not.
Ebetumi aba se waduane se de tie se nya wo krofo po hyehye ade aduane ba se nya Queen of Sheba hu ya wonane ya no medie mehu ensumi gina ho.
The woman was saying that I do not respect your half big knowledge and revelation of God.
Now, my men are catching the say, "Sir, we need dear Fabia Fabia when you are me."
Come on, help me to preach.
And coming, and coming.
Because I do not want the knowledge of God that is cooked on the outside and raw inside.
Now, I mean, pay when you are me, dear near. I just said.
I don't want a knowledge of God that makes me live in idolatry. Solomon had all the revelation of God, but he was a worshiper of the idols of his wives.
Now Solomon no one him dear baby won ya mimu nanso equariasia nene yrenum abusumono na no sum.
I don't want a technology or a wisdom that makes me look like a fool.
Na me penim dia ebetumi ama me refi onyame na madane obi a minim nyansa.
I don't want power and fame that makes me oppress people.
Na me petumi eni nim dia ebama me akan krofo asede bi.
I don't want organization and finance and riches that makes me have no regard for God.
Na me pe sika bebrebe nim dia bebreba ema me nya nim dia sunku onyame ho me pe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.